So welcome to my next podcast, or the latest podcast. I know it's like waiting for a bus. I recorded one recently with the DJ Reminisce, and guess what? I found Kat.
I didn't go anywhere.
Where did you go, Kat? Where did you go? Be honest.
You know what? Right, honestly, I think I've turned into a bit of a hermit since this whole pandemic, COVID thing. I've literally stayed at home.
You've not gone anywhere?
No, I mean, we went to Dorset for half term, but then even then we were in our little family bubble, but I've not ventured out.
That's quite responsible, isn't it? Because a lot of people have been venturing out and doing things and catching COVID and all the rest of it. So you've been sensible in a way, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm double jabbed. Yeah.
Good.
I know it sounds sad, but it's still quite scary until the countries are no longer on this traffic light system and until we are all fully vaccinated, at least a second dose, like a second dose of it.
I
think we might be on the path to whatever the new normal is. But
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you could join the podcast.
And I was, you know, hearing DJ Reminisce. Oh my God.
The guy's got so much experience, right? Knowledge.
Oh, I will have his babies. Did I just say that on podcast? Yes, I did.
Oh, how we've missed you, Kat.
He's just like, I listened to the podcast twice and it just, do you know what? He's so inspirational.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he used to do his own podcast, but he stopped for a while. I don't know why.
Why? Keep going, I say, DJ. Yeah. Keep going.
Exactly. That's what I say to him. Keep going. And then from that podcast, I had a lot of messages from our listeners, all four of them. And they were saying, where's Kat? All four said, where's Kat? And I was like, honestly, I'm sure she's around and about. She's busy, right? So hence why we needed to get this podcast going again.
Yes.
With
yes.
you.
Oh, bless you, four listeners. I will pay you later because one of them, my mum, it might have been.
It was.
But you know what? We're really silly because during this pandemic, we didn't take advantage of it. We could have done so much more.
We could have been global superstars by now, Kat.
We could, yeah. The Bal and Kat.
The Bal and
Kat.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, we missed an opportunity, I feel.
But I think there'll be a reason why we missed this opportunity. I don't know what it is yet, but there's a reason.
There'll be a bigger opportunity for us.
Yes.
There's got to be. So, Kat, let's get straight into it. There's a couple of tech stories that I want to talk to you about.
Right.
And just kind of get your thoughts, because I think your thoughts are absolutely brilliant. It's what a lot of people are probably thinking, but too scared to say it. And you just come out with it. So I'm going to go
you
to the first
me.
Story.
Go
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. So first story, electric vehicles.
Oh!
What are you driving these days?
Oh my God. Where can I start? So I'm not fully electric yet, but I'm hybrid.
Okay. So you're halfway
petrol.
There.
Yeah, I'm halfway there. I love her. She's called Thora. Right. I have a Volvo XC40 Recharge.
Ooh.
Oh my God. I love her.
Now, how do you find it? So the natural step, I think, is from a petrol diesel to a hybrid to a fully electric.
Yeah.
So how are you finding your part electric hybrid vehicle?
Oh, my God. Right. So downside is I missed the sound of the engine. Like when I started, like when I first got up, I was like, oh, my God, it's so quiet. I'm like a ninja in this car when I start it. It's so stealth. But I worry because there's loads of kids down our road and I'm just worried that they're just going to smack into my car when I pull out the driveway. So I tend to have my windows down, music blasting. And if I'm feeling in the mood, I might, as the engine, well, battery powers, I'm like, boom, boom. And I'm like, no, it doesn't have the same effect. So
do you actually make this sound?
Yeah, for the first like week of having Thora,
yeah,
I did. And I've just stopped now because it hurts my throat every time I do it.
Bless.
But I'm converting. I said to hubby the other day that I like come the time where I need to change again, I might go fully electric. And plugging her in, oh, it's awesome.
So how many miles do you get at the battery?
25.
Okay, so around town driving, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so the next step is going to be fully electric. Now, by 2030, they're going to stop selling petrol and diesel only cars. So you'll be able to get hybrid. I think it's 2035, they're going to stop with the hybrid as well. So the only option for a new car will be electric. That's not that far away.
It's not.
Now, are you ready for that change?
Do you know what? Yeah, I will be. Well ready.
So you're lucky enough to have a driveway, is that correct?
Yes.
So you can fit a charging point outside your house, correct?
Oh, my God, yes.
Now,
yes.
What about people who don't have that? How are they going to charge their cars?
So this is what they need to kind of, because the nearest charge station for me is at the fire station up the road.
Okay.
But I've heard that charging it on, obviously in a public, on a public charger is a lot more than charging at home. So
yes, yes.
At the moment, I'm quite happy to charge it at home. But for those who don't obviously have a driveway or are in flats, it's going to be a little bit tricky.
Yeah. So how do we overcome that?
So I can see why they're charging more. But thing is, right, public charging at the moment is probably a lot more expensive. I think later down the line, it will become cheaper because I think at the moment, they're just trying to rake in the money for this electric. And then come 2030, it might have leveled out by then. So you won't even notice the difference of charging at home or charging in a on a public charger.
I was reading somewhere that, you know, when petrol cars came along, there wasn't a petrol line installed at every house, right? So, you know, you went to your petrol station, you filled up, and then off you went. And I fully agree with you. I think there'll be more charging stations dotted around. I think that the cost will come down. I think it's expensive now because we need to build the whole infrastructure.
Yeah.
Once that's built, I think prices will come down. And I think it'd be quite good. So I don't know if you know, but I've got a fully electric car.
I heard rumours that you've gone full electric, Val.
All electric I have gone.
What have you got?
Just that small little Tesla Model 3 performance.
As you do.
As you do.
Small Tesla.
Yeah.
They're not small, mate. They are not small. They are big.
Well, the smallest in the range because you get an S and X. So I've gone for the 3. But yeah, I absolutely love it. And, you know, charging wise, I charge it at home. And there's a couple of charging stations I've been to. And it's been quite quick to charge it. I've been quite impressed how quickly, you know, you get 100 miles within about, you know, 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah,
See, those petrol stations will become charge stations. It'll be fast charging.
That's what I reckon will happen. What I reckon will happen. So, I absolutely love it. I think it is the way forward.
I'm converted. I'm totally converted.
And what I'm also thinking of doing is getting solar panels on my roof. Exactly, right? Get the solar panels, store that electricity, charge the car, drive it around. Also, all renewable. What more do you need?
Wow, chicka wow, while we're saving the planet.
Aren't we just? So, yeah, electric cars, right? They are the future, no?
They are the future. I never thought I'd say, you know what it is? It's because the first round of electric cars, they were butt ugly.
Yes.
They weren't pretty. Like
your old Nissan Leafs and
Prius, it still needs a little bit updating because it still looks a little like tissue box and four wheels. But like my Volvo, Jesus Christ, I love her. Laura, hello, I'm just waving to her outside the window.
You'll have to send me a photo.
I will.
I'll tell you what, if you don't mind, let's use that photo as a cover of this podcast.
So
our listeners and others can then see
Thora the Explorer.
I love that. Who thought of that name?
Me.
Amazing. Thora the Explorer. Mine's called Cyclone.
Oh, my Thora. It's like the X-Men, but the X-Cars. That's what we're going to develop. If anyone has an Iron Man car type electric, just bring it on. Bring it on.
Oh,
we're brilliant. The X-Men of cars. And you know what? I love it. I was so happy. With this car, there's an app.
Yeah.
You've obviously had the app with your previous car, but I was blown away. Like, I can start it from, like, when it's winter, I can start for it's got heated seats. And then it can have two profiles on there and the key. So when I get in the car, the seat moves forward because I'm such a short ass. But when hubby gets in the car because he's like 6 foot whatever, the seat goes back. Oh, I love it.
When you get in the car, do you need to push a button to start it? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get fully
Oh.
electric or with Tesla, right? So I've got
Yeah.
everything on my phone on the app, the Tesla app. So
Right.
when I walk up to the car, it instantly knows it's me. Yeah, so my
Stop
phone
it.
talks to the car and I
Oh,
just open
shut
it
it.
up. I sit in, honestly, sit in on the screen. I type in my 4-digit PIN and I put it into drive and off I go.
See, you need to. I need to be eased into this because I think if I get too overwhelmed with technology, I might have some kind of anxiety or panic attack.
Well,
I might revert into back into the Stone Age or something.
you know what? So I took my dad. So me and my dad went. We went for a drive. So I had to go down to the motorway, and we were driving along. And he goes, "I've got a headache." I said, "What's up, Dad?" He goes, "I keep looking at this massive screen you got in front of you."
Oh, yes.
I said, "Why? What's wrong
I've
with it?"
got
And he
a
goes,
headache.
"Things are just changing all the time." I said, "Well, don't look at it. Look out the
Oh.
window." He goes, "Well, I would, but the screen takes up like a large chunk of your dashboard. So naturally, I look out, but then look at it." And you've got all these things whizzing around, and my dad's quite old. And I was like, well, there's not much I
Oh.
can do, Dad. You know, it's a screen, it's fixed. Close your eyes, go to sleep, or sit in the back seat. And I can see for a lot of the older generation struggling because honestly, there's nowhere to put your keys in. There's no CD player. You haven't got a screen in front of you. It's just a massive iPad type screen.
Oh,
Everything
wow.
works off that. Wipers, everything is on there. And I can see a lot of people struggling now. Okay, I'm talking about Tesla and the way they are. I'm sure a lot of other electric cars, and I know they do have screens in front and more buttons and things like that, but that simplistic approach does work.
It does. Like my Thora, she's got like a probably an iPad mini size screen, and I love it. So
Awesome.
it's not as big as the Tesla one, but
Yeah.
oh, God love her. God love Thora.
Thora the Explorer. I just love that name. That's one awesome name. Right, so electric cars. So we're good with electric cars. We
Yeah,
think
I'm
that they're
converted.
going to take over.
Oh my
And you know,
God.
for anyone listening, you know, if you need any advice as well, right? Thor the Explorer
Is your gal?
is your gal and can kind of share some insights. So you know, let us know. And if anybody wants to, if anyone's got a electric car, an electric car. Join our next podcast and tell us what you think of your electric car and how you're finding it.
Is your electric car an X-Men type electric car that can join our gang,
If
Cyclone and
it's got an
Thora?
X-Men name, then join our next podcast. Love that. Love that.
Yes.
Two other quick stories, Kat, because I know you're
Okay.
super busy as well.
Yeah.
There's so many things I want to talk to you about. Rich men going into space.
Oh, for God's sake.
So,
God's sake.
a lot of them, or a lot of them, the top three rich men, right? So, Elon Musk, SpaceX, Jeff Bezos, and who's the other one? That Virgin guy,
Richard Branson.
Richard Branson. Thank you, on his galactic, whatever it is. It's a race for space
Oh,
or
for
into space.
God's too much money and too much freaking time. Save the freaking planet, I say, with all that money.
Well, isn't that what they're trying to do? Is get away from the planet to build new communities
Are
elsewhere on Mars and that, and because this
they
planet's kind of
really?
destroyed.
I'm thinking it's all peacock feathers. I've got more money, therefore I can get to space a lot quicker than you can. No, I can. So it's just at the moment, it's peacock feathers time. It's who can get to the space first and the fastest.
So what happens if they start building colonies and communities on Mars and you can actually live there? Would you go?
Mars is proper hot and dusty. There's no water on Mars.
But
No, not at the moment.
say they find water.
Like, I know I'm built for hot weather, but I think Mars is just beyond my remit at the moment. Like, hang on, I'd probably go in about the third or fourth wave of people to go. Like, let the first wave of people
Yeah.
go, let them burn. No, I didn't say that. I'm just, but I just think, like, with all things new, I'd rather they iron out all the niggly bits
Okay.
before I even
But then all the best
contemplate.
houses will be taken, or the best, you know, location and spots.
Maybe, but then you get what you pay for, and I just think for that it's worth the wait. Like, Mars is hot, man. Mars is far.
And
Mars is
also,
dusty.
so this whole kind of space exploration, they're spending a lot of money on it,
Oh,
right?
Mars will be expensive.
Super expensive.
when all the rich people, because it will be the rich people that go first to Mars.
Yes, yes.
So all their houses here, I'll be buying them because.
Oh, I like
see?
It. Yes, that's good thinking. So
by all means, knock yourself out, go to Mars, waste your money there. But I'm going to still be here because this, at the moment, we're still turning.
That's the important thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the important thing. I'm not going to talk too much on that one.
Thank
this
God.
Is not really much to talk about, really, is there?
Too much money, too much time. That's all I got to say on that.
Too much money, too much time. I love that. I love that. And you're absolutely right. So I don't know if you noticed, but every Sunday, Sunday morning, I release my top two tech stories on my blog.
Yes.
Have you
yes.
been reading them?
Not the last couple, no.
Oh.
I've been more watching about your football coaching and your making the food for the homeless. That's what.
Oh, bless. Oh, yeah. Bless. Yeah, the football's going good. We're king second in our summer Champions League competition, which is really good. Really proud of the boys. In fact, I'm picking up their medals Friday.
Well done, boys.
Yeah, really proud of them. So there's a lot of stories happening, and I talk about, you know, things that Apple are bringing out, Google, what they're doing.
Okay.
Apple Car. There's going to be an Apple Car.
I've seen bits of this, like, on, God forbid, TikTok and Instagram.
I didn't know you're on TikTok.
I'm not. It's my daughter. I'm just not ready for the TikTok generation. I just can't. I'd rather watch others than as opposed to be on there.
Okay. Well, TikTok's massive.
It is.
So recently I was just talking about, last week gone, I was talking about Amazon moving into cryptocurrency. So one of the job listings that they had was for someone who's got knowledge on blockchain, central bank digital currencies, cryptocurrency, etc.
Okay, so not real money.
Well, it is and it isn't, right?
Yeah.
It is real money, but it isn't real money. But I do feel things are going that way, right? The week before that, so the Sunday before that, I was talking about Netflix doing video games.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's going to be huge. You have to read my blog post.
Okay, I'll read the last couple, yeah.
Netflix going into games. The other one was about when you wash your hands in Japan, they've got this device where they sanitize your phone. So you put your phone into a slot.
And you
wash your hands. Yeah. Which I thought was quite good. The week before was about Facebook Marketplace. They've got something like, what was it, 1 billion users.
Okay.
Which is, I thought was crazy, right? 1 billion users on that. On Marketplace.
I've come off Facebook. I came off Facebook when the pandemic hit because it was just full of negativity and it was just bringing my mental health a bit kind of like, so I was like, you know what? Let's come out of it. I've not been on there since. But Marketplace, back then, a year ago or whatever, I've sold a couple of bits on there.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're part of the 1 billion users then.
Yeah.
And then just a couple of the stories then. I want your thoughts on my last story. The week before that, I spoke about NFTs. So Tim Berners-Lee selling his code for the World Wide Web. 5.4 million.
Is that all he got? That's pretty cheap.
I thought it was quite a bit, really. It's the original source code. 5.4 million. He's pretty minted. I've met him. Do you know that? He's a mate of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sir Tim Berners-Lee.
Oh, you out. But like, I just saw... 5.4 million, he got done. I would have thought it would have been billions, if I'm honest.
That's interesting.
I think he got done out of that one, big time. Yeah. I think he lost out.
I'll send him a text.
Yeah, let him know. Lost out big time on that one. I would have got more.
Lost out, mate. Cat reckons you should have got more. ..
But why did he sell it?
Money,
was
really,
skin?
He's got loads of money. Loads.
Was he just doing for the crack just because he could?
Yeah,
oh, do you know what? I'm gonna send my original code for, do you know what? 5.4 million.
I'll tell you that. Thank you very much. He's getting on a bit as well. He's pretty old. Don't know what he's going to do. Yeah. So the last story I've got, we can talk about that one on our next podcast. Maybe we get an NFT expert or someone who knows a bit more to talk about NFTs. Which are absolutely booming right now.
Yeah.
There was a fridge that Heineken had built, autonomous beer cooler. which can carry 12 cans of beer and follow you around. Have you seen this or heard about this?
Right. So I think, have they not slightly nicked a very well-known company's idea that we both work for, Fusion Company, who had these type of autonomy type robots that followed around? I can't remember what country it was. It might even been here, where they brought you, it carried the cans of or bottles of drink.
I never saw that. Really?
Oh, bow! What the doozy? I'm sure it was either, I'm thinking Denmark or Norway, one of those two countries.
Oh, the Norway one. Yes, yes, yes.
See? Yes. So
they nabbed the idea. What they've done is they've released this.
Okay.
And basically it's full of beer. It follows you around.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Basically whenever you're on a beach, just open it and you know you take a beer out and happy days. But I think where I see this going is, you could have the same mechanics in your suitcase. And I've seen like videos, Japanese videos, right? Where the suitcase follows you. So you'd have to pull it. What about shopping trolleys? You know, you could sync with the shopping trolley and the shopping trolley follows you rather than you pushing the shopping trolley.
Do you know how much energy I would save? Oh, that'd be amazing.
Loads. I just see so many other opportunities and possibilities with this same technology.
Oh, my God. I can see it now.
Right, let's say you've been.
When
are you coming out in the morning?
Flipping bin night tonight, you just reminded me. God!
Imagine, say you had an app on your phone and
take
all you
yourself
have to do
out.
Is, exactly, you just press it and say, all right, bin, out. And the bin would know what route to take, so you'd pre-program it, right? You'd only have to do it once, and it'd remember that route. And every time, it would take that route and put it outside. And once it's emptied, you could say, come home. And then the bin would automatically guide itself back.
Do you know how many arguments that would save? How many marriages that would save?
Billions and billions.
Oh, God. Dread bin night. Yeah, but yes, up for that. I don't really do supermarket shopping anymore. I'm more online. I get my Ocado deliveries and whatnot. But when I do pop into supermarket, carrying a basket or pushing a trolley is just effort. Like energy I don't need to use.
Exactly. Exactly. You reminded me of that Homer Simpson, or the Simpson episode where Homer Simpson's like, he's an old people's home and they put a breathing machine on him. And he's like, you're telling me I've been breathing and using my own lungs all this time when I didn't need to?
I'm all about the Homer Simpson. I'm all about energy efficiency. Like, if I could save energy, I'm all up for it. Oh, flipping hell. But yeah, I totally see where you're going with this one. Oh, but then what if, I'm just thinking, like, you're out shopping or whatever, or what if somebody tries and takes your little, like beer robot? I'm going to call it a beer robot. Like, what happens? Do they, like, shut down? Can you not open it? Can you only open it because it's, like, fingerprint to you or your face?
Well, no, it'll sync. So remember my Tesla? I walk up to my Tesla with the phone in my pocket and it knows it's me because the phone communicates to the car.
Oh, okay.
It'd be a similar thing. So it'd communicate to your phone. And if someone tries to pick it up and nab it, you know, there might be alarm going off. Someone's trying to steal me. Someone's trying to steal me. Something like that might, you know, blare out some speakers.
Them.
Or shock
like,
them.
Tase them.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, taser. Oh, my God.
Come out from everywhere.
Oh, don't be nicking my beer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All about the taser. You will get tased by my robot.
There you go.
See the ideas here. I can guarantee you somebody's listened to this. They're like, oh, yeah. So if you do, me and Bao, at least 50% each.
At least. Definitely. I think we should work on the bins one. I like the bin idea.
Oh, No, I definitely up for the bin idea.
We should work on a prototype, shouldn't we?
My God, yes. We've got 3D printing, just saying.
Boom.
Oh, I'm going to call him Ralph. Little Ralph. My little bin robot. I've already built it in my head. I'm sorted. Done.
But you can get these vacuum cleaners. I was going to call it Hoover, but Hoover's a brand. You can get these vacuum cleaners
at
home.
The robot ones, yeah.
The robot ones. Why don't you just stick one of those under the bin?
My bins are quite heavy, though, to be fair.
Oh, okay.
Especially my food, the food is quite heavy. So I think little Ralph might struggle. I might put the food bin on a pair of, like, wheels Yeah. And then little Ralph can tug it, like, hooks on, boom.
I think we're onto something, though.
I think we are. My sister's got one of those robot two thingies.
And shined it.
I think because the house she's bought, I think it's quite handy. So I'm going to go see it this weekend. So I'm going to see if... Not that I'm going to break it. Well, I'm going to see what he can do. Because they spent quite a bit of money on it. So
you're going to break it, aren't you?
No, I just want to see. Like, are they getting their money's worth? Is it really picking up all the dust? Or is it just going around making the sound, you know, like when I get into my car and I go, brum, brum, when I start up, is it one of those?
And then maybe we discuss this in a podcast in a couple of weeks' time.
What, the Hoover or the brum, brum bit?
Both, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, the brum, brum bit, it has just occurred to me, actually, that by law, I think electric cars need speakers that produce an engine-sounding noise to alert people.
Do you know what? I was going to have a Duke of Hazzard coming out every time I start my car. Oh, you got me a little bit excited there, because I was all about, my neighbours will love me if I...
I need to check. I'm sure I read that somewhere. I need to double check. Nobody on this podcast, listeners, please do not quote me on that. But if you've read it somewhere and you can quote it from somewhere, then please get in touch and let us know. I'm sure I've seen it or read it somewhere.
My God, if that's I don't want an engine noise now. I want the Duke of Hazzard every time I start my car.
I'm sure you can program it in such a way to make whatever noise you want it to.
Or the Knight Rider theme tune. The list is endless, pal. The list is endless.
Thor of the Explorer with a Knight Rider noise. You'll be getting that red stripe on the front, won't you?
Don't tempt me. Do you know what it is, though? The lights on the front of my car, I like the Thor hammer. That's why. Because it's like Scandinavian Volvo. God, have I got that right?
Yes, you have, yeah.
So they base the lights on Thor hammers. Because it's obviously all my vehicles have been girlies.
Yeah.
Thora
the Explorer. Love it.
The Explorer, see?
We're up to the half hour mark. This has flown by.
It has. See, we've it's been so long. There's so much to catch up on. We need to put this on a regular thing because we need to take advantage of COVID.
We do. Even though it's coming to an end, kind of pandemic over. But still, yeah, no, yes.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Any final parting words of wisdom?
Oh my God, the pressure. Parting words of wisdom. Always do what makes you happy.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Do what makes you happy.
Yep.
And make sure it's legal within guidelines and regulatory.
Well, that's up to you. Yeah.
Again, sent to prison and then saying, Balling Cats podcast there.
Yeah, said do what makes, you know. So I thought I'd just try and rob a bank. No, none of that. We will deny all knowledge of that. But
exactly.
Do what makes you happy.
I like that. That's really good. Maybe we should always end on a positive cat quote.
Cat quote. I like that. All right. Oh my God, the pressure for the next one. Okay, I'll have to think of a good one next one.
I think the thing is, don't prepare for it because you really, there's a lot of stuff in your brain. And I think when questions are asked, you pull out the relevant stuff at the right time.
I hope so. Flipping it. Can you imagine? My gosh.
Otherwise, we won't have all these listeners, would we?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Honesty is the best policy, although in my case, sometimes my filter isn't down completely, so it does come out quite blunt, so I do apologise.
Do you want to save that quote for the next one?
Oh, okay.
You might outdo yourself now. Two quotes.
I know. You know what it is? It's because we've not podded together for such a while that I'm buzzing now. I'm woo! So, yeah.
Deep breaths. Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen, listeners. Thank you very much. Do what makes you happy within, reason and legal and ... Otherwise, our lawyers will deny all knowledge.
I can't afford a lawyer at the moment.
On that note, thank you for listening. Take care. Kat, when are we recording the next one?
I reckon. Where are we? I reckon in September, only because next month, holidays and all that malarkey.
Yeah.
Staycations, obvs. So we might have even more. So I reckon September.
Okay. So watch out September. next podcast. Yeah, get in touch and let us know what you think. Ooh. Thank you very much. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.